Welcome back. Inside Agriculture, market analysis time, Wednesday, a down day. Lots of volatility in the market. Amy Ryan, Martinson Ag Risk Management, what do you think of that?
A lot of this is spilling over from the crude oil markets down about $4 to $5. President Trump had made some comments that talks with Iran were in the final stages. He later said, though, that was in no hurry to end the war, so we'll have to see how that goes. The lower crude market, which just pulled all the commodities down. And other than that, you know, after the China summit, we kind of got a lack of news right now. Growing, you know, so far planting's going well. Overall, weather's decent for the U.S. So there's kind of just a lack of news right now on the positive side.
Trading or marketing in these range-bound markets, which often don't show a profit, puts farmers in treacherous territory. On AgriTalk yesterday, Advanced Trading's Brian Basting. What's your philosophy?
We like to talk about defending your balance sheet. By that we mean always leaving the upside open. We certainly would be as pleased as the next person to see a bullish market develop from a grower standpoint. But we always want to defend our balance sheet. By that, we mean there's always black swan events, possibilities out there and things that can happen. So we want to have a backstop in place. And one of the tools that we believe is a good tool in a marketing toolbox is the options. One of the options would be a put option. A put option places a floor underneath the market, but leaves the upside open. So if the market does want to rally, perhaps on some additional Chinese buying, maybe substantial buying, not a prediction, but a possibility, that leaves that upside open. But it also, then you can roll up that floor in conjunction with a rally in the market, always keeping a floor underneath you when the market turns. It's not if, it's when. We just don't know from what level. So I think flexibility in the markets, leaving the upside open, we want to maximize profits. We want to leave that upside open, but we want to be prepared and defend our balance sheet when the market turns. From what level, we certainly don't know, but it's great to have some tools available to us. Tremendous volumes the last few years, and they're prepared to step in there and buy corn if they need be. That's why I believe, I think that of this $17 billion purchase agreement, which hopefully will come to realization, it wouldn't surprise me to see a larger percentage of that lean away from beans and towards corn and sorghum. I wouldn't be surprised to see some beans mixed in there, but I think that the price advantage that Brazil enjoys over the U.S., for example, on beans is quite large. So I don't think we're going to be seeing Brazil come in here, or beg your pardon, China come in here and buy a lot of Brazil beans. Buy a lot of U.S. beans because of that advantage.
Brian Basting, Advanced Trading on AgriTalk yesterday. It's time for a weather forecast now on Inside Agriculture.